All right, now we were talking about our ability to change the future.
Yes, thank you, my brother. Listen, Earth is Nineveh. God said to Nineveh, an event, a big event at that time. But these events in the Bible are also foretellings of how you can trust on what happened here to now. And literally, if we turn away from our wrongdoing before the sight of the Great One, and 85 to 87% of Earth's population must do this. Like mine, say, God, I've really screwed up my life. I'm sorry, Papa. And mean it. Really mean it. Then Nineveh won't be destroyed in 3 days. It'll go to the next generation until they screw up and don't get right. We can put off the Earth shift that we're headed for. And look, the four horsemen are on the Earth running around now, all four loose. And we're in for a heck of a time, but we can stop it. We brought it.
What happens if we don't, Red Elk?
All hell's going to break loose, and it stops at Armageddon.
Well, and like you said, we're right at the beginning of it now, aren't we?
Yeah. All right, allow me to give my number out one more time.
Please, sure thing. I'll even let you do it next hour, too.
Well, thank you very much. Folks, if you're interested, you don't have to get this, but if you're interested, all the money that I get out of this goes on trying to catch up on all these dang back bills and goes on these trips that I take. The Indians try to help me as best they can, but there's never enough gas money and stuff. But my DVD, you can get through my website, which is redelk.org or www.redelk.org. And or you can call 888-999-1985. And there's only one line there, but he's up and keeping his fingers crossed.
Keep him awake, huh?
You might as well. Poor guy. But hey, thank you, George. And I will have a book coming out called Short Stories. And what it does, it correlates the Native American way.
We've got a huge audience in Seattle. They listen to us on our number one station there, KVI Red Elk. And
occasionally, I have to go to that station because you drift in and out here.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. You mentioned that city, that something could happen. It could, a tsunami hits it. What
happens is that, brother, put your pointing finger right in front of your face somewhere there. You know, not close, but look at your pointing finger. Pointing straight, horizontal, all right?
All right.
Now, the next one, pull it out and make a V, but on its side. So one's horizontal and the other one's going down, right?
Okay.
Now, on the end of the pointing finger is Seattle. And this is all land mass in front of it. The rest of it down to the palm, toward the palm of your hand. And Seattle is sitting on a plot of earth shaped like this giant V. It's deep. And it's going to split off behind Seattle and slide into Puget Sound, creating a tsunami wave so great that, and this affects up into Alberta, up into Alberta and down the coast, so great that the wave it creates goes over Snoqualmie Pass, many passes, stops the Columbia River trying to run out. It's trying to run in. They collide. The river backs up. The creeks that feed the river and all the rivers that feed that river and on and on and on. Dams break. The whole kit and caboodle. And tell, if anybody knows, get a map if you don't. Look at Washington State. And you end up with Spokane, which is up towards the side of Washington, towards Idaho. You end up with Puget Sound, on the east side of Spokane.
Oh, my gosh. Now, when do you foresee this?
All I know is it's going to be. Now, I foresee Mount Si by North Bend, Washington State blowing up, and I talked with the mountain. And I was so excited, I didn't check. It did not happen the time the mountain told me this will be within, I think, 2.5 or 3 years. That time frame passed about a month ago, month and a half ago. It did not take place. I did not check. When I'm told by Papa, it is going to be. Now, I did check, and Papa says this. It will be. Period. It will be, as I told. But not in the time frame the mountain told. What stopped it? I don't know. But I was standing there talking back and forth with Big Si and Little Si. And so it will take place. And but time frame on the earthquake for this, I don't know. Well, when Mount Rainier goes, it's going to take the scientists by surprise. They'll find activity increase, but, you know, nothing really drastic, they think, and boom, up it goes.
Let's hope it's 1,000 years from now, right?
No, unfortunately, it will, all of this, unless we change it, all of this will happen within 25 years, definitely within 25. You can pretty much count by the year 12.
So you believe that our humankind, through this, what, mind and mass consciousness, that we can fix things?
Well, sure. Look, you can go out and look at a cloud, concentrate on it, and tell the cloud to do a circle, turn backwards.
Do you need millions of people to do it together, or can one person do this?
I wish one person was that strong.
Yeah.
But all, you know, you and I, George, we are one. We came from the same mind womb.
Yep.
And many things, you look in the scripture, you know, Pentecost, they were in like mind. Many of these things require like mind. Never mind your differences of color and your hate of that man type and this man type and our wars. Love God, love earth, love all your brothers and sisters, and turn away from doing wrong and saying, Papa, I'm sorry, and the earth Nineveh, we are the Ninevites now. Well, it will stop it cold until the generation that comes up that decides, oh, that's a bunch of malarkey.